Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on the CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There are three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck.
Listen.
Task 1. In this section you will hear some information about a bank robbery in Great Britain. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means that the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
A silent bank robber handed a terrified cashier a chilling note which read, £5,000 now. Shh, or I'll shoot. The brazen thief didn't say a word during the raid at a National Westminster Bank in Salford. He simply placed the handwritten note on the counter before being handed just over £2,000 in cash. After this, he calmly walked out. Police are analysing CCTV footage of the robber, as well as the handwritten note, in an attempt to track him down. Some of the cash was found abandoned nearby at the junction of Earlham Square and Ellery Road. It was covered in security dye, which had activated shortly after the raid. Police believe the robber may have been covered in ink. They said there was no proof that he was actually carrying a gun. The robber is described as white, up to 180 centimetres tall, athletic, and aged in his late 20s or early 30s. He has an unhealthy complexion, with pockmarks on his cheeks and slight stubble. He was wearing a waist-length jacket, light-coloured jogging bottoms, and a blue stud earring. Anyone with information on the raid at 3:15 p.m. last Tuesday is asked to call Swinton CID on 0161 856 5351.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
A silent bank robber handed a terrified cashier a chilling note which read, £5,000 now. Shh, or I'll shoot. The brazen thief didn't say a word during the raid at a National Westminster Bank in Salford. He simply placed the handwritten note on the counter before being handed just over £2,000 in cash. After this, he calmly walked out. Police are analysing CCTV footage of the robber, as well as the handwritten note, in an attempt to track him down. Some of the cash was found abandoned nearby at the junction of Earlham Square and Ellery Road. It was covered in security dye, which had activated shortly after the raid. Police believe the robber may have been covered in ink. They said there was no proof that he was actually carrying a gun. The robber is described as white, up to 180 centimetres tall, athletic, and aged in his late 20s or early 30s. He has an unhealthy complexion, with pockmarks on his cheeks and slight stubble. He was wearing a waist-length jacket, light-coloured jogging bottoms, and a blue stud earring. Anyone with information on the raid at 3:15 p.m. last Tuesday is asked to call Swinton CID on 0161 856 5351.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with Scotty McCreery, a young American country singer. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
First crush, first kiss, first time I saw the ocean and dug my...
Our guest in the studio is Scotty McCreery, who won the 10th season of American Idol in 2011, and whose first album, released in October 2011, was certified platinum in the United States. He is now taking part in Brad Paisley's Virtual Reality Tour 2012. First, congratulations on Clear as Day going platinum.
Thank you.
Where were you when you first found out about your album going platinum?
We were in Nashville, actually, rehearsing for the tour. Normally, I get the news from my manager or from my girlfriend. Apparently, my lawyer found out first and sent me an email and kind of got the word out to us.
You're currently on tour singing every night. How do you keep things fresh for the different crowds each night?
You know, you only have 25 minutes to impress them, so you gotta go out there and give it your all. As long as it's fun, it stays fresh. Right now, it's a whole lot of fun.
I heard that Brad Paisley has managed to play a trick on you. Is that true?
Yeah, he got me once. He just kind of photoshopped my head on a big, muscular Speedo body at the beach. He put it on the screen during the last song of the night, kind of got a big roar from the crowd. We'll have to find something we can retaliate with.
Do you have any fun stories with fans from this tour?
The fans are incredible. They're always at the shows with their signs and pictures. The funniest thing that's happened to me is a big guy came up to me and said, "Scotty, sign my belly," and lifted his shirt up. I signed his belly for him. He walked away and said, "I'm never washing it again."
What are some things that are your must-haves on tour?
On the last tour, the Idol tour, I was big into sweets. But now I'm coming up on baseball season, and I just need to get back in shape so I'm eating healthier. We've got computer games on the bus. Other than that, I've got my iPod. That's about it.
You're a senior in high school this year, so how has it been balancing your career with having a normal high school life?
Oh, it's been all kinds of fun. I enjoy high school, I enjoy being there with my friends and getting to hang out. But I also enjoy the music and getting out here with the fans and singing a lot. It's really cool for me to be able to do both. It's been a fairly nice balance with schoolwork and being on the road. We've made it work pretty good, I think.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me.
My pleasure.
One day, years from now, when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna smile about...
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
First crush, first kiss, first time I saw the ocean.
Our guest in the studio is Scotty McCreery, who won the 10th season of American Idol in 2011, and whose first album, released in October 2011, was certified platinum in the United States. He is now taking part in Brad Paisley's Virtual Reality Tour 2012. First, congratulations on Clear as Day going platinum.
Thank you.
Where were you when you first found out about your album going platinum?
We were in Nashville, actually, rehearsing for the tour. Normally, I get the news from my manager or from my girlfriend. Apparently, my lawyer found out first and sent me an email and kind of got the word out to us.
You're currently on tour singing every night. How do you keep things fresh for the different crowds each night?
You know, you only have 25 minutes to impress them, so you gotta go out there and give it your all. As long as it's fun, it stays fresh. Right now, it's a whole lot of fun.
I heard that Brad Paisley has managed to play a trick on you. Is that true?
Yeah, he got me once. He just kind of photoshopped my head on a big, muscular Speedo body at the beach. He put it on the screen during the last song of the night, kind of got a big roar from the crowd. We'll have to find something we can retaliate with.
Do you have any fun stories with fans from this tour?
The fans are incredible. They're always at the shows with their signs and pictures. The funniest thing that's happened to me is a big guy came up to me and said, "Scotty, sign my belly," and lifted his shirt up. I signed his belly for him. He walked away and said, "I'm never washing it again."
What are some things that are your must-haves on tour?
On the last tour, the Idol tour, I was big into sweets. But now I'm coming up on baseball season, and I just need to get back in shape so I'm eating healthier. We've got computer games on the bus. Other than that, I've got my iPod. That's about it.
You're a senior in high school this year, so how has it been balancing your career with having a normal high school life?
Oh, it's been all kinds of fun. I enjoy high school, I enjoy being there with my friends and getting to hang out. But I also enjoy the music and getting out here with the fans and singing a lot. It's really cool for me to be able to do both. It's been a fairly nice balance with schoolwork and being on the road. We've made it work pretty good, I think.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me.
My pleasure.
One day, years from now, when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna smile about.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you will hear some information about a special holiday in the USA. Your task will be to complete the sentences with two words in each sentence. Please use the exact words that you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
The United States is one of the few countries in the world that has an official day on which fathers are honored by their children. On this special day in June, fathers all across the United States are given presents or treated to dinner to make them feel special. The origin of Father's Day is not clear. Some say it began with a church service in West Virginia in 1900. Others say the first Father's Day ceremony was held in Vancouver, Washington in 1908. Regardless of when the first true Father's Day occurred, the strongest promoter of the holiday was Mrs. Bruce John Dodd of Spokane, Washington. Mrs. Dodd felt that she had an outstanding father. He was a veteran of the Civil War. His wife had died young, and he had raised six children without their mother. In 1909, Mrs. Dodd approached her own minister and others in Spokane about having a church service dedicated to fathers on her father's birthday. From then on, the state of Washington celebrated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. Children made special desserts and visited their fathers if they lived apart. States and organizations began lobbying Congress to declare an annual Father's Day, but it was not until 1924 when it was made officially into a national event to establish more intimate relations between fathers and their children. Since then, fathers have been honored and recognized by their families throughout the country on the third Sunday in June. When children can't visit their fathers or take them out to dinner, they send a greeting card. Traditionally, fathers prefer greeting cards that are not too sentimental. Most greeting cards are funny, so fathers laugh when they open them. Some give heartfelt thanks for being there whenever the child needed dad.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The United States is one of the few countries in the world that has an official day on which fathers are honored by their children.
On this special day in June, fathers all across the United States are given presents or treated to dinner to make them feel special. The origin of Father's Day is not clear. Some say it began with a church service in West Virginia in 1900. Others say the first Father's Day ceremony was held in Vancouver, Washington, in 1908. Regardless of when the first true Father's Day occurred, the strongest promoter of the holiday was Mrs. Bruce John Dodd of Spokane, Washington. Mrs. Dodd felt that she had an outstanding father. He was a veteran of the Civil War. His wife had died young, and he had raised 6 children without their mother. In 1909, Mrs. Dodd approached her own minister and others in Spokane about having a church service dedicated to fathers on her father's birthday. From then on, the state of Washington celebrated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. Children made special desserts and visited their fathers if they lived apart. States and organizations began lobbying Congress to declare an annual Father's Day, but it was not until 1924 when it was made officially into a national event to establish more intimate relations between fathers and their children. Since then, fathers have been honored and recognized by their families throughout the country on the third Sunday in June. When children can't visit their fathers or take them out to dinner, they send a greeting card. Traditionally, fathers prefer greeting cards that are not too sentimental. Most greeting cards are funny, so fathers laugh when they open them. Some give heartfelt thanks for being there whenever the child needed dad.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.